Well, there were two brothers over in Ireland in a small village, and they were holy terrors. For 25 years, they drove Father Murphy crazy, always getting into trouble, being in the pubs every night, staying out, getting arrested, and just being nuisances. Well, this went on for 25 years, and eventually, Pat died. And so his brother Mike went to make the funeral arrangements with Father Murphy and said he wanted a wonderful Catholic funeral for his brother. Well, Father Murphy was a little bit reluctant because they had never gone to church and were always problematic, but he reluctantly agreed. But then Mike said, "Father, one more thing. During the funeral homily, I want you to tell everyone in the village that my brother Pat was a saint." Oh, he said, "Boy, I'm not really sure if I can do that, but I'll see what I can do." So the funeral homily began like this. "We all know that Pat never went to church. He was always in the pubs drinking and having difficulties. But compared to his brother Mike, Pat was a saint." So today we wish you happy All Saints Day. And everyone is called to become a saint. That is your vocation. That is your calling from God, to become a saint, to get to heaven. That's why the church once a year gives us All Saints Day, to give us encouragement, to give us inspiration, to give us role models and examples to follow. Because these millions of men and women that we honor today, all the saints in heaven, both the canonized, the beatified, and the uncanonized, we honor everyone that's made it to heaven. And these men and women were just like ourselves, moms, dads, doctors, lawyers, nurses, teachers, husbands, wives, priests, brothers, sisters. So it's an encouraging day when we see that these men and women, by the grace of God, made it to heaven. And if we cooperate with God's grace, we too can make it to heaven and become a saint. Vatican II said that everybody is called to holiness. Everybody is called to become a saint. And what did the saints have in common? Well, they loved God with all of their heart, soul, strength, and mind. And they loved their neighbor in a Christ-like way. But one of the common themes of the lives of all the saints is, if you read the writings of the great spiritual writers like Teresa of Avila or John of the Cross or Father Garrigou-Lagrange, they talk about the stages of the spiritual life. And they summarize it in this way. There are three stages. You have to go through the purgative way, through the illuminative way, to the unitive way. Purgative, illuminative, unitive. So these are these three stages of the interior life, as the great spiritual writers have said. So we either have to go through this in this world, or we have to be purified in purgatory to be able to be one with God. And when we read the lives of the saints, we see that there were four basic things that they did to become holy. Again, holiness is a gift from God. It is bestowed upon a person. It is the grace of God. But we have free will. We can accept that grace and cooperate with that grace, or we can reject it or turn away from that grace. God gives everybody enough grace to become a saint. God gives everyone enough grace to get to heaven. Why do some become saints and some don't? Because some cooperate with God's grace and say yes to God's grace, and some reject God's grace. So what are the four pillars of becoming a saint, or the recipe, the secret of becoming a saint? Number one, regular confession. Regular confession. Because the most important thing in becoming a saint is to be in the state of grace. What is the state of grace? The state of friendship with God, having no mortal sins on our soul. How do we get rid of mortal sin? Confession. So the most important thing is to begin going through that purgative stage by going to confession, to be purified, to be purged and cleansed of sin. When we go to confession, we eliminate sin. It's like giving our soul a shower. That's why we have to go to confession regularly. If you haven't gone in a while, begin with at least 4 times a year, summer, winter, spring, and fall. But then make it regular, like once a month at least, to go to regular confession, to get rid of sin, to get good spiritual direction, advice, encouragement, to develop virtue and humility, and to grow in God's grace. Once you eliminate the big sins, then you can eliminate the smaller sins as well. So confession is where we start in the spiritual life. It is that purgative way. And then number two is spiritual reading. Spiritual reading. And this is where we move into the illuminative way, to enlighten our mind, to learn more about God. See, the more we know about God, the more we can love Him. So we begin spiritual reading, 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day. Begin with sacred scripture. Open up your Bible. Begin with the New Testament and read it prayerfully. Read it slowly. Knowledge of scripture is knowledge of Christ. Ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. Next to sacred scripture, the best thing we could read are the lives and the writings of the saints, because they were the holy men and women that we honor today, that we're trying to emulate and follow their example and ask their intercession. So read about the saints. We all become like the people we hang around. If you hang around the saints by reading their lives, by reading their writings, it will lead you in a life of holiness. We all become like the people we associate with. So hang around the saints through good spiritual reading. And then deepen your faith through reading of the Sacred Catechism and the other teachings of the Church. I know everyone is busy. Everybody has a very busy life. But a good place to start is, if you don't have enough time to sit down and read for 10 or 20 minutes a day, then pick up a good Catholic CD, educational CD, maybe a talk by Bishop Sheen or Mother Teresa or one of the great speakers we have in our country today. And just put that in the car and begin spiritual listening. And that will eventually lead to spiritual reading. It's a good place to start. So we go from the purgative way through the illuminative way to the unitive way. So the last two have to do with how we become one with God, the unitive way. And so number three is mental prayer, spending time in prayer with the Lord. See, spiritual reading is to lead us to a deeper prayer life. And so we spend time in prayer, quiet meditation, either in your room or perhaps in church, before the Blessed Sacrament, reflecting upon what you've read in the Bible or in the lives of the saints, talking to God about it, saying the Holy Rosary. The Rosary is a beautiful prayer. It's vocal, it's reflective, it's meditation, and it leads to contemplation. So when we pray, we devote ourselves to union with God, of trying to unite ourselves to God. Matthew Kelly said that for the last 20 years, his main goal is try to convince people to pray for 10 minutes a day, at least. That's been his goal for the last 20 years, going to 50 countries, speaking to over 3 million people. He says, if I could just get people to pray for 10 minutes a day, the world would be changed. The church would be transformed if every Catholic prayed starting 10 minutes a day. Because that 10 minutes hopefully will lead to 30 minutes or more. So the rosary, meditation, reflection upon what we've read leads to contemplation. You could begin by saying prayers, using other people's prayers, like the Our Father, the Hail Mary. But eventually we should talk to God in our own words, heart to heart. And lastly, number 4 is Mass and Holy Communion, the Holy Eucharist. And this is the epitome of the unitive way, because in communion we receive Jesus, we become one with Jesus, and as St. Pius X said, it is the safest, shortest, most direct way to holiness, receiving Christ himself, because he is the source of grace. And so many of the spiritual writers say, it's not good enough just to go to Mass on Sundays and holy days. If you really want to become a saint, try to go during the week, if you can, daily Mass. Maybe a couple times a week, maybe every day. But that is the greatest way to grow in holiness, is to receive the source of grace as often as possible. Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity, becoming one with Jesus in Holy Eucharist, helps us to grow into the unitive way of life. So those 4 things, confession, spiritual reading, mental prayer, and the Holy Eucharist, that is the secret, really, of being moved from the purgative way through the illuminative way to the unitive way. And that's what All Saints' Day is all about. These men and women have made it to heaven by cooperating with God's grace. And if we can begin by doing these 4 practical things, we too can move in the direction of what God wants us to be, to grow in holiness and to become the saint that God desires for each of us.